Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC, nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5563. I always, always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me. Comments that you're making in the chat room. Head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. There's so many, there's so many good things to do there. You can read the stories, you can get involved with other people in the chat room. People that are much smarter than I am. You have some great conversations going on there. I can tell you, sometimes when I'm boring them to death, okay, they'll talk about recipes. So you can at least get a decent recipe, right? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I so much appreciate your time with me. All right, these kind of like rapid-fire stories. You know, and again, there is a lot happening. There's a lot out there that are going on that have absolutely nothing to do with these debates, if you would. Right? You know, you're hearing Fox News talk about how, what great numbers they had for their debate, record breaking, and all this. Might be a little misinformation. You know what I'm saying? So the total blowout for Fox, a downright pathetic. I think they say 28 million viewers. The original number I saw was just under 12. And pretty pathetic. Now, President Trump's and Tucker Carlson's interview, according to the numbers, showed up at over 240 million people watching it. I don't know if that was a competition or what. I'm not so sure. You know, when Trump skipped the first Republican primary, some people were upset. But he decided to sit down with Tucker Carlson online. A brilliant move. Again, a brilliant move by Trump. So he did an interview on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. X Twitter. Which is setting records all over the place. Now, many analysts predicted that Republicans would ditch Fox News in droves to watch the interview between America's two leading America First populists. They were right. CNN reported that only 11 million people watched the Fox News debate on the disgraced network last night. Another 1.7 million watched on Fox Business. Now, it's way down. In 2015, 24 million viewers watched or tuned into the first Republican debate. And that was an all-time historic number. And you can thank Trump for that, too. You know, they needed, boy, did they have the ratings back then, didn't they? Now, you've got a couple of reasons why this all went down. First, only 2.8 million people within the coveted 25 to 54 age demographic watched the Trump-less competition. In other words, They watched the debate without Trump. The average age of the audience was 67 years old. That likely means almost half were close to 70. All right, come on. Take off your shoes. Do the counting with me. Second, more people watched the first Democrat debate 4 years ago. Right? The Joe Biden-led field drew 15.3 million viewers across NBC, MSNBC, and Telemundo. That was back in August 2019. Oh, my God. 15 million people actually tuned in to watch Joe Biden. That's scary. Finally, the population of the United States has increased from 321 million in 2015 to 334 million today. Yeah, it's probably a lot more than that. Despite the increase, last night's debate audience could only muster about half compared to the one 8 years ago. Let's just say for conversation's sake, we're closer to 350 million. Really nothing. Those people, channel surfing and saying, "Look, I'll hang out here and see what goes on." Meanwhile, Trump's interview with Tucker is coming up on 245 million views. That's a heck of a lot of views. I mean, really, think about it. And at the time I looked at it, there's over 60,000 comments. When I see it get that high, I don't bother. Ain't nobody going to read what I have to say at that point. Or even close to that point, frankly. But what a blow away that was. I mean, in all sincerity, just amazing. And what I tell you, it wouldn't take long, right? When Trump found out the mugshot had been released, he jumped on Twitter, or X, whatever, and he tweeted out his mugshot. And with the caption, I think this is great. Election interference, never surrender. DonaldJTrump.com. DonaldJTrump.com. I mean, head over there, check it out. Get hurt. I think it's, again, I told you that was going to happen. He is a brilliant marketer. It's the best way to do it. He released a statement on Thursday night after his jail, arrest, whatever you want to call it. I don't even know. Right? He said, after committing no crime, this is just great, isn't it? Now you know where it stands in this country. Now you know where you stand in this country. So we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We're back. Come see your host. Always a pleasure. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. The. Notice how I said the. The solution. I want you part of the solution. Because, I mean, again, in all honesty and fairness, I mean, the reality is this. If you're informed and you're engaged, then you're going to do well. You're going to be able to hold your own. You're going to be able to have, notice I don't say an argument, but a discussion. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, as promised. I will attempt, work at playing some of the clips, some of the highlights from the Tucker and Trump interview. Now, I haven't heard these yet, on purpose. I would be surprised, not surprised, whatever, just like you are. So let's take a listen. Maybe.
Baited him. I said, how come, and this was in front of probably not a friend of yours, Chris Wallace. He was the moderator.
Not a friend.
I said, why is it he wants to be Mike, but he doesn't have the talent? It's one of those...
Itchy little man.
He wanted to be his father, but he didn't have the talent of his father. His father was great.
He's a little fussy man.
His father interviewed me in 60 minutes. It was actually a 10. Can you believe it?
No, I told you. His father had talent, at least.
I may have been the only guy that he gave a good 60 minutes to. He was rough.
Really?
His father was tough. He was great, though. He was great at what he did, but... Chris Wallace was so upset. He was guarding this guy, who wouldn't do a show, by the way. You know, he wouldn't do... I figured... I didn't mind Chris Wallace because he wouldn't do... Biden wouldn't do a show. And it was very obvious. You know, he kept asking him and asking him, but he wouldn't do the show. So I figured he's got to like me. But he came from a different planet. But remember when I asked the question, why is it that the mayor of Moscow's wife is allowed to give you $3.5 million... Don't forget, that was brought up now. It's brought up all the time. But that was brought up by me long before anyone ever heard of it. I said, the mayor of Moscow's wife giving you $3.5 million. What did you do to deserve $3.5 million to Biden? And Chris Wallace said, this has nothing to do with the debate. I mean,
he got in the way of the question.
No, it was crazy. And I said, well, wait a minute, he got $3.5 million from the mayor of Moscow's wife. Now, people forget that, but if you go back and take a look, you will see. And Chris Wallace didn't want me to ask that question. I said, I think it's a very appropriate question. It turned out to be much more appropriate than people thought.
Well, obviously, it was a great question.
Yeah, you know, it was a great question. And again, not an answer. And we find out later on how true it is, don't we? I mean, anybody else feel any different about it? Anyway, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. All right, let's see. What do we got going? Oh, let's try this one.
Is Mike Pence for the rhino and traitor and turncoat that he really is?
In my opinion, Mike Pence had the absolute right to send the votes back to the legislatures. The Democrats and everybody said, you don't have the right. In other words, what I said, is he a human conveyor belt? You mean if he finds fraud in Pennsylvania, in Georgia, in any of these states, Arizona, he has to send them to Mitch McConnell, right? That's right, sir. Well, if he finds fraud, he has to? Yes, sir. I said, so he's a conveyor belt. Boom, put him in. I said, I don't agree with that. And we had some lawyers, not all, we had some lawyers that said, no, you do have the right to send them back to the legislatures to be rechecked. Because if you looked at what went on in Wisconsin, who, by the way, now agree with me, Wisconsin has been virtually, other than the fact they're not allowed to do anything.
Wait. They didn't agree with him. He went and looked. They went and looked and went, oh, okay, he's got a point here. They found what he said to be true.
Statutorily. But Wisconsin has been, I mean, what they found is incredible. I mean, we won Wisconsin. But Mike Pence had the right, in my opinion, to send them back.
Have you ever talked to him now?
No, I haven't spoken to him in a long time. I was very disappointed in him. I asked him to send them back to his legislature, to the legislatures, you know, in Wisconsin, let's say.
But why didn't he? I mean, you've worked together for 4 years. You're the president. He's VP. You say you're aligned on everything.
I think he got very bad advice. I really do. Now, let me tell you what happened. I sat there with a few people. I think his lawyer was in the room, too. His lawyer was very much against it. There were other lawyers that felt you could do it. It was one of those things. I think you could have done it. I think you can always do something if you see fraud or if you see problems. But it's very interesting. So after the election was over, the rhinos got together with the Democrats and they redid the election so you couldn't do it anymore. So then I called the people. I said, so in other words, you're saying I was right. You could do it. Yes, you could do it.
Trump was right.
In other words, they took the Voting Act and they redid it so the vice president no longer has the power to do what I said he could do. So when that happened, I said, wow. So, and, you know, you'd look some of these Democrats in the eye and they'd say, he has absolutely no right to do it. And immediately after the election, they met rhinos, condemn them all, and Democrats.
Uniparty.
And they approved legislation that takes away the right of the vice president to do it. So I said, ah, so you're saying I was right.
Well,
you know. This is Drew Hernandez and from the Gateway Pundit. to the clips. I'm stealing them from him because I don't have a, I don't have anything for Tucker X or whatever it is. But if you recall when all this was going down, and again, I'm no constitutional genius by any stretch of the imagination, but I kept telling you guys, he absolutely has a right to send it back. And it's not just a legal right, but there is a constitutional right when you have this happen, when you have a problem with electors, when you have this kind of issue going on, for you to be able to send it back and say, hey, 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 we got a problem here. I need you guys to look at it. You know, and basically, you know, tell me what's happening. What are you going to do to fix it? And for some odd reason, you know, again, you know, you guys know what my argument is. How do you swear to uphold a constitution when you don't know what's in it? Uphold anything. I'm going to uphold this agreement, but I'm not going to read the agreement. That's just nuts. But it happens all the time. These guys don't care. They don't care at all. Whether they uphold that agreement or not is really not their concern. Can we just be honest about it? They could care less. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And this is exactly what I keep saying to people. They don't have your back. They could care less about you. So don't expect them to be, you know, breaking down the doors to do what's right by you, because they're not going to do it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
A non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump surrendered to authorities in the Georgia election case this evening.
Trump turned himself in at the Fulton County Jail. Trump agreed earlier this week to a $200,000 bond, and the agreement explicitly bars him from using social media to target co-defendants or witnesses. I'm Dave Collins.
Fulton County DA Fonnie Willis is pushing for an October 23rd start date for the trial, which Trump's legal team has reportedly been opposing. Trump's racketeering and conspiracy charges stem from his alleged attempts to overturn the 2020 election result in Georgia. Outrage is growing among some Maui wildfire survivors after national news reports aired images of FEMA workers staying in luxury hotels. FEMA representatives responded Wednesday saying reports of personnel staying in rooms that cost $1,000 per night are not true. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Don't see you, host. 855-733-5560. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. So I told you we're going to pick up a few of the highlights from President Trump's interview with Tucker. And, you know, we're talking about 250 million views to the, even if you take Fox's number, 21 million views at Fox. I mean, seriously, go home. You're done. It's over. I was just talking to somebody about that today, saying, hey, look, think about how fast Newsmax has grown. You know, when Fox started taking those, I thank God they were there to pick it up. Because there were some companies, though good, wouldn't have been able to handle it, like OAN. I like that channel. I like that network. But Newsmax was there to pick it up. And look, they picked up some of Fox's people. Some of the way the program's laid out. I realize there's only so many ways you can lay out a program, but 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Let's get back at it. President Trump with Tucker Carlson.
I think he's worse mentally than he is physically, and physically he's not exactly a triathlete or any kind of an athlete. You look at him, he can't walk to the helicopter. He walks.
That's not fair now. Come on. Did you arm wrestle him like he told you to? Right? Did you go out behind the pub when you want to go out behind the pub and do push-ups so you can do more push-ups or sit-ups?
Can't lift his feet out of the grass. You know, it's only 2 inches at the White House, right? It's not a lot. But you watch him, and it looks like he's walking on toothpicks. So, and then you see him in the beach where he can't lift a chair. You know, those chairs are meant to be light, right? They're like 2 ounces.
Yeah.
You lift them up. He can't lift the chair. He can't walk to the chair. And I don't know what they're doing with the beach. You know, this beach is seeming to play a big role. But
it is weird. What's
they love
the
pictures of him on the beach. I think he looks terrible on the beach. Looks terrible on the
skinny
beach.
Skinny legs.
Well, he can't walk through the sand. You know, sand is not that easy to walk through. But when he walks through it, he can't walk through the sand. And there's somebody in there that thinks he looks fabulous at the beach. I think he looks horrible at the beach. Plus, the beach doesn't represent what a president's supposed to be doing. He's supposed to be working.
I mean, perfect. Right? I mean, seriously. He's exactly right. The president, you're not supposed to be at the beach. You got other things going on. Other things happening. But you're not going to fix this. We're not going to stop this anytime soon. And you know, Tucker basically, for all intents and purposes, you have to admit, he's just letting him ramble on some of these questions. And the beach thing is hilarious because who cares? This guy's been on more vacations than I think any of the previous presidents combined. Not all of them, obviously. But they used to make fun of, you know, Trump golfing so much. Now, I'm not big golf. As a matter of fact, I don't golf at all. But my understanding is that golf is a sport that a lot of these leaders, a lot of people, you know, power brokers, if you would, come together, they get to talk, they get to walk a lot. They're doing a lot together. And these are great places to make these things work. Again, I'm just to give credit where credit is due. Drew Hernandez from the Gateway Pundit is the one who put up these videos. So thank you for that. Take a listen.
Bad moments. Her moments are almost as bad as his. I think his are worse, actually.
Yeah. But she seems pretty senile, too.
She speaks in rhyme. It's weird. It's weird. But she has bad moments. And
in rhyme?
Well, the way she talks, the bus will go here and then the bus will go there because that's what buses do. And it's weird. The whole thing is weird. This is not a president of the United States future.
There's no way for him to fight this. I mean, come on, honestly. If you think about it, Joe Biden is just a disaster all the way around. And I have friends of mine, I hate to admit this, I shouldn't admit to it, but I have friends of mine that truly, really, still standing up for him, still sticking up for him. I don't get it. You know, the difference is in, whether you want to hear it or not, maybe some of you didn't do it, I did it. When Trump was off, I called him as off. Why wouldn't you? It's truly what you're supposed to do. If we're better than, I don't want to say it this way. I don't know how to say this. If we're better than them, if we perceive ourselves as people of integrity, people that are willing to, you know, call out things that are wrong or bad or whatever, then you do it to both sides. You do it to your side too. And I know that Reagan has, you know, we all talk about Reagan's 11th commandment. That you're not supposed to speak ill of another Republican. Yeah, I don't. That one doesn't exist for me. You call out evil no matter where evil comes from. If it's a Republican committing the evil, you call it out. Because it's wrong. Seriously. Take a listen.
At the top of your list.
If you're elected president again, what's your top, your number one priority? When you ran last time, you said, I will build a wall. This time, your bottom line top promise to the country.
So you can do numerous things at the same time.
Of course.
But let's say number one is a border and taking hundreds of thousands of criminals that have been allowed into our country and getting them out and bringing them back to their country, Guatemala. By the way, not only the four countries that we think of as neighbors, all over the world. Last month, we had 149 countries represented. Think of it. We had 149 countries represented, Tucker, from places that many people never even heard of, coming into our country. And they're coming in from mental institutions, and they're coming in from prison.
How did they get here? That's my question. How did they get here from Haiti? From China? You know, what did they catch? 860-some-odd Chinese nationals coming up to the southern border last month? How does that work? And again, it goes totally against our laws. But they're not interested in our laws. They're not willing to support our law. They're not willing, really, to you know, carry out our laws.
Prisons, they're emptying out their prisons all over South America. They're emptying out their mental institutions. Terrorists are pouring into our country. We have no idea. I had the strongest border in the history of our country, and I built almost 500 miles of wall. You know, they like to say, oh, was it less? No. I built 500 miles. In fact, if you check with the authorities on the border, we built almost 500 miles of wall, and I had another 200 that I was going to build. You know, it's like water. It seeks. And we're going to build another 200. We built it. It was all set to go. All they had to do was install it. It would have taken 3 weeks. And that's when I found out. I said, I think these people actually want open borders. The first thing I would do would be I would seal up the border good and tight, except for people that want to come in legally.
And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Top five moments.
See, seriously. The top five moments of that whole... Now, you got to listen. I would listen to the whole thing if I have a chance. But it isn't that hard. Yeah, I wish somebody said it is the Tucker video. Again, I'll go back and get it later on, but I just didn't have the time to make it all happen. But again, I got to say to you, it's kind of like, what do you think would have happened last night at the debate if they let him in? He would have been able to make any points. You already know that, right? It would have been a free for all. A bash Trump fest is what it would have been. And that doesn't get us anywhere. You know, whether I like the guy or don't like the guy, it gets us nowhere. What we want is we want the ability for these people to talk about what they're going to do. And even last night, some of them didn't talk about what they're going to do. They kept pointing the other one and talking about how bad the other one was. Right? Anybody with me here? And you knew that was going to happen. And again, like I said last night, Chris Christie's there for one reason and one reason only, and that is to pound on Donald Trump. That's his only job. And it's too bad. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Give us a holler. Let us know what you think about these things. If you head over to the website, joemessina.com. joemessina.com. You know, like the articles. Right, sign up for the news, news blast. We go out at least once a day. You know, you can unsubscribe anytime you want to. You're not locked in. And you need to get the you need to be informed. You need to truly find out what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE. Give a holler. 855-732-5563. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I was thinking today as I was watching Trump come to the courthouse, and I know some of you would love to go through that because you're all a bunch of sickos, but whatever. I was watching Trump go to the courthouse, and you see these people cheering. Trump 2024 signs, flags, screaming, "We love you." Someone flags up and said, Trump won 2020. You know, whatever it was, right? And what I loved about all of this was when you saw Joey B. in Hawaii, they were screaming at him. They were flipping him off. They told him it was too late, leave. But yet, he got 80-some-odd million votes. Yeah, okay, got it, right. I don't believe it for a minute. Just don't. There are too many discrepancies for you to let it go. There's too many discrepancies for you to think it was all was fair and above board. Too many. 855 Road Show. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? I mean, seriously. All right. Well, Jordan Peterson, he is in a little hot water back in Canada. He's been forced by their Supreme Court to go to a re-education class to hold his license, to keep his license because of his social media posts. Now, the Ontario College of Psychologists has ordered Professor Dr. Jordan Peterson to undergo a re-education training program because of his social media posts. Now, the statements he made on social media didn't relate to the practice of psychology at all, but rather his opinion on gender ideology. The medical mistreatment of minors with regards to trans surgery, climate hysteria, and criticizing Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau. Now, the complaints were made by members of the public, not in the individual group. Before the verdict, Peterson said that the decision of the Ontario court regarding the allegations levied against us, against me, he said, I stand by what I have said. I've done and I wish them luck in their continued prosecution of me. They're going to need it. He said, I tweeted and otherwise expressed my opinion to trans surgery butchery and to Justin Trudeau and his minions and the line climate apocalypse mongers. Sounds pretty good to me from my end, he said. If I can't express such opinions in Canada, well, this is what scares the left about us. We truly have freedom of speech, total freedom of speech. Our founding fathers had just come from a place where you could get shot, killed, tarred, feathered, drawn, quartered for speaking out against the king, or the government as a whole, as a matter of fact. Come on, let that sink in. Peterson did apply for a judicial review, saying the professional body had no say in his personal online commentary. Right? The application was dismissed by the Ontario Divisional Court. The ruling asserts that the college decision falls within its mandate to regulate the profession in the best public interest. And that doesn't include freedom of expression. Think about that. So if I want to be a professional, right? I've got these boneheads that can dictate what I can say, how I can say, and when I can say. Isn't that cool? Does that make you feel good? It doesn't me. It scares me. Gives them way too much power. I feel bad for the guy. He's a genius. He's a real genius. It kind of reminds me of the days way back when. Can you imagine Thomas Sowell being who he is back in the 50s, 40s? What do you think they would have done to him? As outspoken, as brilliant as he is, couldn't possibly have a brilliant black man speaking the way he was. It's terrible. Just terrible. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Really, again, really just amazing to me. All right, California's in trouble even more now. Don't you love it? Yeah. They got another drop in population. People are leaving California in big numbers. No, nobody really knows it. Nobody sees it. I'm not even so sure people even care anymore, frankly. I mean, I don't. Right, and if they're going to focus on stability, not growth, that's the first thing. You got to get people to stay. Stop taxing the crap out of them. Stop, pushing things in school that parents don't want. Look at the Hispanic community is humongous, especially in Southern California. Right, and take the immigration issue off the table for a second. They share the same qualities as conservative Republicans. Same thing. They're not for abortion. The vast majority are not for abortion. Right? They're not for same-sex marriage. They're not for, teaching CRT in school. Right? I mean, they're not for teaching transgender. I mean, I go down the whole list of stuff. They're not there with it. And yet California keeps pushing things on these families and kids. And yet Newsom, whose brain has been rewired backwards or something, or wired backwards, he's running around talking about what a free state we have. I mean, my tongue can't even roll off my tongue. Situation in California is proving the state needs to shift gears. there's still a mass exodus of residents. I have friends that have left the area that I live in that 10 years ago, 15 years ago, said they would never leave. They were going to die here. They were going to die in the house that they were in. And now they've said, no way, no how, I'm out of here. I mean, in big numbers. And some of these people have money. Lots of it. They could probably ride it out, probably. Right? But, wow. They see the writing on the wall. They're done. Young people who are an asset in the state of California, in most states, they're leaving too. People who were settling down in California at a young age, right? They thought they were going to stay here for many years to come. They can't afford homes. Interest rates, California, 7%. With the cost of homes in California, both people would have to work at least two jobs each. A lot of young people come here thinking they're going to make it big, you know, in some way, whether it's, I don't know, Hollywood or whatever they think they're going to do. And they get here and they find out they can't afford to live here. And not everything about California is bad, obviously. You know, Tesla closing up and leaving, going to Texas. And he is going to Texas, I don't care. Higher education, research institutes. Now, the institutes and higher education institutes are still some of the top in the nation. But the reason that they're, you know, people can't afford to go there anymore. I mean, really? That's a big deal. And not only that, when you have, I'm sorry, I'm going to put it out there, but when you have like an engineer, or you want an engineering degree that comes out of one of the California schools, and I'm not so sure that's who I'm going to hire. Just based on what's going on. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, always a pleasure. I have a buddy of mine, like I said, very close friend, had him for years. He told me this in the last 3 to 5 years, he has tripled his business. You know what his business is? He moves companies out of California. Companies that are moving to, whether it's Texas, and he's been in this business, God, 20 years. And he just said, it is truly gone nuts. He said, Joe, I can't keep up with it. If you've got a business, you got 20 people working in your business, and, you know, these are 20 families for all intents and purposes, that's a lot of overhead. And the regulations and what have you here in California is a real pain. And then on top of that, if you try to get workers in, how do they get a job? How do they get here? How can they afford a house? How can they afford gasoline? It's just craziness. I think it's Ron from California.
Yes, Vaughn. Vaughn in California. Okay, yeah, Vaughn. People are just leaving. I mean, I have all new friends, all new neighbors, and every day, new people are moving in, and the people who are born here are just leaving because they can't afford it. I mean, gas locally is $5.25 a gallon,
yep.
And I miss it from a few years ago. Anyways, thank you.
Thank you. And he's right. You know, I mean, we're looking at in my area, and I'm in Southern California. I'm $6 a gallon today. $6 a gallon. Food's gone up. Milk has gone up. You realize that when gasoline goes up, food has to go up because trucks deliver that food. Their prices go up. It's a real, real vicious circle. Joe Messina, your host. God bless, guys. Thanks for listening. Always appreciate your time with me. We'll be back here tomorrow.